Welcome to Lethal Refresh.
I'm Danny.
I'm B.
I'm Steph.
I'm Jay.
Let's get lethal. Let's get refreshed. When it's darkest, we always attract the brightest people. Baby, you a
light. Shift my whole world to the right. Please listen to Lethal Refresh on CITR 101.9 FM. I'm Nardor to you and Serviette and Doo-doo-loo-doo.
Thank you!
Lethal Refresh, every Monday, 12 to 1 p.m. New music every week.
Hello.
Welcome to Lethal Refresh.
Hello.
Welcome to Lethal Refresh. We're here and we're back and we're doing a giveaway today.
Oh my gosh, prizes and everything.
Really hope people call in.
Yes. Who do we have here?
Not going on the mics. It's me, Danny.
It's me, Ewan.
No, I'm Jay. And we're here.
Hello.
Hello.
Hey, it's very cloudy and foggy today. There's a thick, overcast mist that's covering Vancouver, which is known as Vancouver, but is actually the shared lands between the Musqueam, Squamish, and Tsleil-Waututh peoples. Stolen, unceded land that we are all on, that we are calling Vancouver because stuff.
Because of a big old loser named George Vancouver. But specifically where CITR rests is the land of the Hunkelmeenum-speaking Musqueam people, whose reservation we're adjacent to. And yeah, we're very grateful to be here. Also, free Palestine.
Mm-hmm. Welcome, stolen lands worldwide.
Welcome to Lethal Refresh. If you want to hear more about stolen lands worldwide, tune into Unceded Airwaves, my other show, later today. There'll be a lot more happening with it as we get back to this school year and the collective bands together again. Lethal Refresh, we play all new tracks for you every single week. And always exciting stuff. We talk about live music and what we got up to. Yesterday was Victory Square Block Party.
So fun.
Which is big CITR event.
Big event.
First day at CITR school. Everyone sleeps with their outfit laid out on the bed before. It was a really good time. Mm-hmm. And today
it was lovely. The sun was shining.
It was very hot.
We had some really good bands.
It got cooler later on, honestly. Mm-hmm. But yeah.
Thanks to everyone who performed.
It was great. And then you guys went to Noise Pollution?
Oh, yeah. Deep in the Pacific Spirit Forest. What do you think, Danny?
Elisa, who sometimes joins us on this show, played. It was so amazing. I, kind of had an idea of what to expect, but all my expectations were blown. Elisa is so freaking cool.
Yeah. And even, walking in, it was kind of secret location, middle of the forest, and then you slowly walk in and it's like your forest hiking path, and then you see these fairy lights and all these people kind of mm-hmm. semicircle sitting around this one person, aka Elisa, sitting on a carpet playing her heart out on the guitar, and it's hitting all the trees, and you're looking up and the trees are so beautiful, and the light, the last of the light, because the day is kind of ending, is shining through.
Mm-hmm.
And it's so magical. It feels like you're all elves or something. I don't know.
It got better as it got darker.
Yeah.
The vibes. It was so good. Goats and Lasers was really amazing as usual.
Oh my gosh. Awesome. That one was so good.
One gripe, but that's just that the person that was sitting in front of me, because I was on the left side, when it came time to pass around the Anna always passes around something for people to write on. The person in front of me passed it off to the right, so then it just never made it to that left side of the section.
That was a bit of a bummer. There's gummies
There was gummies too, yeah. And it didn't make its way to our section because that one person passed it to the right.
My one gripe was I sat on a wet log and it made my bum quite damp. But you know what? That's what forests do, so I can't really put
my
human...
Can't fault the forest for that.
Yeah, exactly. I'm the one who came into their home, so...
Amen.
Yeah. Well, we've got lots of tunes coming. And if you want an Andy Schaaf ticket, we have a little giveaway going on. And our question for today, our trivia question, is who's the bartender who always knows just what Andy Schaaf needs at the bar?
Always.
So call in if you know the answer, and you'll have yourself an Andy Schaaf ticket.
And it's a very specific bar, if you don't know.
It is a very specific bar.
Schaaf heads in the chat. Please call in.
A bar, an album named after this bar.
Yeah. And you can call in 604-822-2487. And we'll answer, even if there's music playing. But we're going to get into some tunes. There's a fairly new Ichiko Aoba song out called Lullaby. And it's very pretty, as most of her songs are. So I wanted to play that. And there's also a new Owl Drugs song. Owl Drugs is from Hope Slide.
Oh, and is it like multiple of the members or is it someone's solo project?
No, I think it's just one of the members. The guy who like sings and also plays saxophone.
Oh, word.
Yeah. Song's called Low, The Body Remembers. So we're going to play those two songs and then we'll be back.
Yay. I'm so excited.
Yeah. Goodbye.
Bye.
Oh, she. My memories feel like dreams. The faces are fading. Paris is out of reach. It's 3 a.m. again, like it was last night. Today and tomorrow are all the same. The house is a hole that I hide in. You like all that is right, this world. We can't give you the man she deserves. Sorry, like all that is wrong, this world.
Myself, I said, take my time. Got lost in the lies, and if it's
Hello, hello. We're back again. You just heard three songs, actually. One I didn't talk about, but you just heard Lullaby by Ichiko Aoba. You heard Lo, The Body Remembers by Owl Drugs, and also Exhilarate by Sophie and B.B. Boreilly.
The Body Keeps Score. I remember my therapist in high school told me to read that book.
Oh,
have you heard of that book?
No.
Oh, my God. I wonder if that's a reference to it, because it's a very iconic, like, the tortured feminine book of, yeah. The Body Remembers, The Body Keeps Score.
Oh, no. I've heard of the phrase before, but I didn't know that's what it's from.
Yeah. It's in a lot of, like, Thought Daughter with the U,
yeah.
Kind of, like, collages. It's there. The Body Remembers. I really like those. The outro to that last one was quite silly.
It was quite silly.
In a fun way.
I was like, what is happening in the last, like, 40 seconds of this song? And then it's just like...
At Noise Pollution, there's this one act, and I can't remember their names, but it was really, really... Because it was all, like, ambient and whatnot, and there was one really good performance, but at some points, because they used a vocal effect, and it sounded really, really cool in a lot of ways. But at some points, they played it at, like, the highest pitch it could go to.
It was, like, a Vocaloid or something?
It was kind of very that vibe. But they was just, like, you know, person with mic on the ground and a lot of effects. But they, like, had it on, like, the highest pitch as possible, almost like a slight, like, drainer core. But, and it, like, I felt so immature because I, like, was trying so hard to take it very seriously. But it did make me give a slight giggle. But everyone around me is very, like... But it's, like, the highest pitch possible, like, little, like, whistle sound. And it was, like, saying a bunch of words. And it was very, very silly. It felt like brain rot content.
Damn. In the forest, too.
In the forest. So imagine that outro, but with, like, a little voice with, like, the highest pitch going, like, ooh.
Damn.
It was definitely something. I really, really like Noise Pollution. And if you're listening, you should definitely go to that.
You
also,
should.
If you want to win a ticket to Andy Schaaf, call in if you know the answer to the question, who's the bartender who always knows just what Andy needs? 604-822-2487, 604-UBC-CITR. We've had the same phone number since the 80s. It's never been changed.
Yeah, it's a real old number.
It's really, really fascinating. And if we don't give them away today, then we'll be giving two away next week.
Yeah, it is Labor Day,
so
things are kind of slow.
You could win a pair of them.
Yes. Well, we've got more tunes, though, including Godspeed You Black Emperor, who are from Montreal.
And also, is this your last in-person
This is
Lethal?
My last, yeah.
That's crazy.
Well, actually, okay, yeah, it'll be my last until, like, late October.
Mm-hmm.
I'm leaving. I'm taking a semester in Haida Gwaii. So I'm going to be gone and
so,
away.
Last in person, but
I could call in. Yeah.
There'll be methods. I don't know which apparatus we'll use, but there'll be methods. It'll just be a little scrappier, but it'll still be here. And the playlist might be worse because I might be making them. So.
Oh, no. It'll be fine. It'll be great.
It'll definitely be worse because I don't know how. The cheese, you do it, but you have really good scavenging skills.
Oh, no, it's fine. You just got to go into the depths of Bandcamp. That's all.
Yeah. That's
but,
very true. I mean, when I tried to make it one time, I, like, tried to explore the depths, but felt like I was drowning a little bit.
Yeah,
not
there's
a, good
a
scuba diver.
There's some interesting things. If you go on Bandcamp now, there's, like, these, like, AI covers.
Mm.
These AI album covers that are, like, and they, like, take up a lot of the
space. I've heard of that on Spotify.
Yeah, but it's been happening on Bandcamp recently.
That's so evil.
So, yeah.
What's up next?
Well, we've got, like I said, we've got Godspeed You Black Emperor. They're from Montreal. They're coming here soon. Maybe they're my favorite Canadian band, but they're going to be
Whoa.
Here. Hold on. They're going to be...
That's saying a lot.
I know. At least, like, currently, you know? They're going to be at the Vogue... hold on.
What are they called?
Godspeed You Black Emperor.
Mm.
They're going to be the Vogue on May 10th, so that is a while from now.
That is a while. What's their genre?
It's people call it, like, post-rock. It's, like, kind of drone-y, and then it kind of like builds up and stuff.
I wonder if John plays them.
Oh.
On Canada Post Rock.
Probably. I bet John knows them. But they're going to be the Vogue on May 10th, so go get your tickets. But you have plenty of time to get
you
your tickets.
You do have a lot of time. I need to get my Machine Girl tickets.
Oh, yeah.
I'm really excited for that show. If I like had a way to get up on tickets that weren't super expensive, I'd go to Duster. So I don't like care too much for Duster to like just buy a ticket. But if like someone was like on Instagram on the notes thing and was like, my friend has Duster tickets, I'd consider it.
I mean, I do have a Duster ticket.
I'd consider it.
Yeah.
I definitely would consider it.
But we're going to play a new Godspeed song. They have a new album coming out soon. The song's called Gray Rubble, Green Shoots. And then after that, we're going to play I Choose You Again by Data Girl and Death's Dynamic Shroud. And that was Ewan's pick.
Nice.
But he's doing a little walk, so we'll hear that. We'll hear what Ewan has to say.
It might summon him to the studio when he hears it playing.
Yeah, it'll summon him. He'll hear it subconsciously. But anyways, enjoy. I'm going to play a quick ad or two, and then we'll get to these tunes. Goodbye.
Royal Otis, live in concert, coming to the PNE Forum in Vancouver on October 22nd. Fresh off the heels of their debut album, Prats in Pain, and the viral cover of Murder on the Dance Floor for Triple J's Like a Virgin, don't miss the Australian duo on their biggest tour yet, Royal Otis, Glory to Glory Fall Tour. Tickets are on sale now at ticketleader.ca. TicketLeader.ca. Join me, Audrey, for Tea Dreamy every Sunday from 6 p.m. till 7 p.m., Greg Araki's Fever Dream. Tune in for shoegaze, synths, and some lo-fi sweetness. Thank you.
Hello. We're back. Nice.
That was really good. I really like that song.
Yeah, I like how it built up and then they added the guitars and then I thought it was going to be like really chill the whole time, but it like picked up.
And who was that?
That was Data Girl and Death Dynamic Shroud. I know Death Dynamic Shroud opened for George Clanton when he was here last year. I'm not aware of Data Girl though, so I will check them out. That was great. And that Godspeed song too, also great. That was called Gray Rubble, Green Shoots.
So we have those two. I'm surprised I don't remember hearing that name before they opened for George Clanton last year, because I remember seeing...
Oh, Death Dynamic?
Yeah.
I think it was kind of low-key. I think everyone was kind of just there for George, to be honest. But yeah, we've got more songs. Actually, we have a George Clanton song coming up. Because George Clanton and TV Girl did a collaboration. Isn't that wild?
That is wild.
Yeah.
It, like, makes sense, but it also feels kind of weird.
I know. It just, like, appeared on my, like, online. I just saw it.
And I'm very curious. Wow. I want to see the art for that, what that looks like.
Oh, yeah. Oh, do you...
Oh, yeah.
Oh, hi, Ewan.
We're talking about TV Girl George Clanton collab.
And we're also talking about the Data Girl... Death Dynamic Shroud song.
Did you play it?
Yeah, we just played it.
Oh, it was good.
It's so good.
It was good.
I don't know who played most of the part, but if it has that DDS cosign, it's always going to be like absolute hot stuff, hot off the wax. But this collab, are you playing Take Me on a Trip or whatever it's called?
Yeah, Take a Trip. Yeah.
Yeah, this one's big Primal Scream, Screamdelica, 90s vibes, okay. I feel. Like it's very like hit the beach. Ride on your red car down the street, like chill.
Okay.
But it feels more, this one feels more, I don't listen to much TV Girl, but I don't really feel the TV Girl like zest on this like collab.
That's what I was wondering, what the TV Girl zest would sound like on a George Clanton track.
Is it like vocal samples?
Yeah, like
something?
Vocal samples.
Okay.
But like this one definitely you can tell like is like an off spark of, his album that I'm forgetting the name of, his recent album.
Oh, Ooh, I Rap Ya?
Yeah, Ooh, I Rap Ya.
Or Ooh, Rap I Ya.
Yeah.
Something like that.
But this one doesn't have the cult subplot that Ooh, I Rap Ya has. But it's still really good.
Okay.
Yeah.
Awesome.
I don't like the tongue on the art.
Yeah, yeah. I don't know. I think like, it influences a little bit too
actually,
much
that's
on sleeve.
I don't like that cover very much.
Yeah.
I see the vision, and that the tongue is supposed to look weird, but I don't like it. So they should get rid of it.
It looks like an ad from the 70s or 80s for ice cream.
Well, the other song on here is called Summer 2000, baby.
So. Yeah, that one, which is weird because it sounds like it's from the 90s, but it's called 2000. But that they're probably trying to ride that 2000s wave we're all on.
Okay.
What was your thoughts on the person that opened for George Clanton when you saw them? What was their name?
Oh, that was Death Dynamic.
Death Dynamic is one of my favorite artists like ever. Like I love. Well, they're three DJs. I love them so much. Like I'm like a fangirl. Like they make some of the best music I've ever heard right now. So everything they do, almost everything they do, and they're like constantly releasing is like amazing. So hearing them live was really good. They didn't play all the songs I wanted them to play, but they were like a good warm up. I feel like they had the warm ups. They had like the least amount of like show production in a way. And then after that was Frost Children, which they did amazing. Frost Children was really good. I was kind of surprised. And then George Clanton was also really good, but he was kind of drunk. I don't know if anyone's talked about this concert. He was kind of drunk the whole concert, and he was being really weird.
I didn't know that.
He was like talking about doing crack, and he was having like a mid-show fight with the Frost Children, and it was just really awkward. So every time like the music wasn't playing, I was looking into my shirt. But the show production was amazing. The drums were amazing. The crowd was amazing.
Okay, everyone I heard that went was not very sober for it.
Yeah,
so
I don't know if it was B that said that it was like one of the best productions she's ever seen.
It was so cool. Show. Yeah, it was like the production was like amazing because I had like, you know, the show had gone, you know, the background was kind of not anything. It was just stage production background. And then all of a sudden the entire background like turned into these blue lights, kind of like these blue beaded lights. Mm. And then they kept changing into these different designs. And it was really cool. Like the production was amazing. It was really funny because George Clanton kept going to the crowd and hugging people. and my friend who was with me, David, who Danny met yesterday. Mm-hmm. We have this funny story because, like, he was, like, hugging people, and I was one of the people he hugged. And then when he went onto the crowd and he saw David, he, like, fist-palmed David in the, like, in the forehead, like, as if to, like, cast him away. And forever, David hates that show because he feels like George Clanton, like, cursed him.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah.
I want to talk to David about
yeah.
that.
Yeah. But he'd have, I guess you could call them, like, Kanye, like, Yeezus tour moments where he'd, like, talk and he'd be like, I never thought I would get here. This is where I'm at right now. And then he'd be like, you know, I didn't think I could do this. Or mm-hmm. no, sometimes he would like, he'd be like, look how hard the drummer's working. And I just got to do this. And he'd like press a button and the song would play. It was really, or he kept saying, give him some for free, give him some for free. And the guy would do like a drum solo. Oh. It was an interesting concert.
One interesting.
Of the, but for $30, three amazing artists.
It was only $30 for yeah. Frost Children, George Clanton.
And DDS, yeah.
Wow.
Why I have so much regret for not going.
Like yeah.
That's actually wild.
It was pretty awesome. But I'm excited to hear this song because I've only heard it like once.
Okay. Well, we're gonna play one before that. We're gonna play Open the Bascule by Field Collector off Coils of the Unspoken.
Oh my god, I'm so excited.
Field Collector, who's from Toronto. And then we're gonna play Take a Trip by George Clanton, TV Girl. And then we're gonna play Anna Orint featuring Sword 2.
So you're playing Sword 2? I love Sword 2.
They're Gutting a Body of Water in Sword 2. Oh. So we're going to play those three songs in that order.
Yay.
And we'll be back. And I'll play a quick ad too. So goodbye.
Pick up the phone, Lower Mainland.
This is Discorder Magazine calling.
And that means
it's time to pick up your Discorder.
With recollections from music waste and interviews with your favorite local rising talent performing at 648 Kingsway and Redgate Art Society, Discorder Magazine is offering Discorder. You
Discorder.
The most intimate, accessible. Input on the underground art scene across the Lower Mainland. For all the distribution locations, head to citr.ca/discorder/subscribe/.
Thank you for picking up Discorder Magazine.
Hastings Crossing is Vancouver's eclectic heart, a welcoming, diverse community rooted in social innovation, compassion, and cultural wisdom. Situated downtown along Hastings between Richards and Gore, you will find some of Vancouver's OG businesses like Nemesis Coffee, Meat and Bread, Dressu, Nuba, and many more. By supporting local businesses and social enterprises in Hastings Crossing, you are also helping to shape a more resilient, inclusive, and sustainable local economy in the downtown Eastside. Find out more about how Hastings Crossing Business Improvement Association is working to support the people and economies of Vancouver's downtown Eastside at hxbia.com or follow us on Instagram at hxbia.
Thank you.
Hello.
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 Welcome back to CITR 101.9 FM.
We're done for today.
You're done for a while.
I'm done for a while, but join back next week.
In the physical form.
But yeah, you just heard three songs. What did you hear? You heard, oh my God, 1 second. Open the Bascule by Field Collector. You heard Take a Trip by George Clanton and TV Girl, and Anna Arendt by They're Gutting a Body of Water and Sword 2.
I need to listen to that TV Girl George Clanton song again because I didn't retain anything.
Yeah, it usually happens when you listen to a George Clanton song for the first time.
Where'd they put TV Girl? There was no TV Girl in that song.
Is this TV Girl in the room with us right now? I don't think so.
She's stuck. Help her.
Get her out of the TV. Please.
Such a silly joke. I always say that about Machine Girl. I really hope they get that girl out of that machine. I just really hope she's okay. Maybe by the next show.
Yeah, maybe by the next show. But also, there's going to be a ticket giveaway next show again. And we'll have 2 tickets to
give
away. I
don't know what the trivia question will be, or if there will be one.
Where's Andy Schaaf playing again? At what date?
Is it the... I don't remember. Is it the Vogue?
Hear me typing away.
It is.
Yeah, it's at the Vogue. It's on September 24th. So yeah. It's coming up a few weeks from now.
An all-ages show. Take your kids.
It's also the only one on the tour that has Sam Lynch as well.
Cool. Is the opener?
Yeah.
Nice. There's awesome.
Yeah.
Which, well, yeah. We're going to be gone, but Chris is on next. Chris Horrific, Parts Unknown. Go listen to that for the next 2 hours. And then Hear Danny's show. Later at 4, and then we'll be back on again later at 6 for Spit for Music Collective. So, see you then.
We'll see you at Spit.
See you.
And it'll get all in your ear.
Well, goodbye.